I put up sample PDFs of the search and creation. Today's date is 03/05/2025. Dictation is for Ivory Ivan Noel Vasquez. Vasquez spells V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z, comma, Ivory spells I-V-O-R-Y, hyphen Noel, N-O-E-L. Date of birth is 12/20/2013. This is a 11-year-old child here accompanied by mom with abdominal pain. Mom said pain has been going on since yesterday. She stated the child indicated pain is located in the left upper quadrant regions and said pain does not radiate. She described pain as sharp. And child said pain is crampy, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports vomiting. Open parenthesis, mom said child vomited twice last night, but only is nauseated today. Close parenthesis. Next line, patient denies infrequent urination or painful urination. Next line, she denies diarrhea. And says she's passing gas, okay, and I had a last bowel movement yesterday. Sometimes she can't remember. Period. Next paragraph. Denies blurred vision, double vision, denies chills, myalgia. Denies increased temperature, period. And Charles said she ate some stuff this morning, but not very much, period. And says she's not hungry at the moment, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history denies tobacco smoke exposure. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies is none. Next paragraph, a physical exam, she's alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99%. At room air, blood pressure 113/70, pulse 111, respiration 18, temperature 98.3. Period. Next paragraph: mucous membrane is dry. Next paragraph: HENT normal. Next paragraph: neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph: respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph: cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic at 111. No peripheral edema or sinusitis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen soft, tenderness in the left upper quadrant regions. No mass, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel sounds. Period. Negative obturator. Next line, negative psoas. Next line, negative rafting. Next line, she has normal bowel sounds, period. Next line, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macula papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, the range of motion, she bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve shooting is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is abdominal pain, number 2 is dehydration, number 3 vomiting and nausea, number 4 tachycardia, period. Next paragraph, the following was administered in a clinic today. Normal saline IV, 1 liter, run over 1 hour. Next line, Zofran, 2 milligrams, IV, slow push. Next line, labs are drawn. Labs include CBC, CMP. And urinalysis. Next line, urinalysis resulted shows no significant evidence of UTI or increased glucose or blood or elevated protein. Spirit. Next line, after fluids was completed, patient's pulse was reassess, pulse improved to 76. Patient reports that her abdominal pain is much better. parent and I had a lengthy discussion about child's condition. We look at some differential to include kidney stones, ovarian cysts, thirst ovary, the beginning of menstrual period. His mom indicated she has a history of dysmenorrhea. We also talk about appendicitis, as patient pain is atypical. Our ultrasound was done and examined patient's abdomen and pelvic appendix was not readily seen, and there were no evidence of secondary inflammation / infection. Kidneys, liver, pelvic organs appear unremarkable, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given a school excuse to return to school tomorrow. She says she's feeling well. She wants to go back to school tomorrow. Next line, she was sent home with the following medication: Bentyl 10 milligrams / 5 mils, 1 teaspoon POBID for 10 days, number 50 mils. Next medication, Ceftonir 125 / 5 mils, 1 teaspoon POBID for 7 days, number 70 mils. Mom was advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed, especially if child complains of abdominal pain in the right lower quadrants region, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.